Simen Reis Amachal. Now, it's necessary to remember the Abdomen that I mentioned yesterday in order to understand the whole Simen dealing with Benashmoshes. Sofik HaSheicho Vihu Benashmoshes. So, Imi Asrenes Avadai, then we'll go over. I want to finish the Mechaber, the Siv Mechaber. So, Benashmoshes, so it's Sofik Yeim, Sofik Lairo. So, of course, you're not allowed to do any melochet raise under no circumstances is one allowed to do a melochet raise. It's a sveiket raise in Nisar of Chil Shabbos. But in the Rabbonon, so we are matia. So certain the Rabbonons we are matia, certain the Rabbonons we are not matia. So Sofik Hasheichol Rubin Hashmoshes, Eime Asrin Esavadai. So we are not allowed to take off maisres. Even though the iser of taking off maisres is a shvus only, but it's oser binash moshes. Why is it oser mid rabbonon to take off maisres? Because it's kim nira kim isake. Veimad bilnes akeli to be table kelim again. It's merze kim isake. So it's oser mid rabbonon. So even binash moshes, you're not allowed to take off maisres. That is vadai. You're not allowed to be table kelim. Veimad liken sanere. So that goes without saying. That's a melochet raise havore. So of course, binash moshes, under no circumstances can it be muter. Vei me'arvin eruvei tchumin. So why? Because it has a smach in the Torah. So mele it's more homo. Avol ma'asrenes admai. However, to take off ma'isres from peres that he bought from namhoretz, so mid raise you don't have to take off ma'isres again because reiva me'oretz ma'asrenei. But the chachomim are misakein because there is a miut choshuv, a substantial miut of amehoretz, who do not take off maisres. So the halacha is, if somebody buys peres from an amehoretz, so because of the possibility that it wasn't maisret yet, so he has to take off, the likeach has to take off maisres. So that is more kal. So binash moshes, he can take off maisres from dmai. Because he is not misakin so much, because midraise doesn't require any tikkun. Vitamin mesachamin and hatmone to be matmin bidovo shemai midhever. So that on Shabbos is osea, but kidma Shabbos is muter. So even minash moshes is muter. Umiavin eruv chaseres. So in other words, eruv chaseres is not as chomor as eruv etchumen to make a. And to Ruvei Trumim is also binash moshes, but the Chatzeres is muta. Umuta leima lein Yehudi binash moshes lehad lekneir litzirach Shabbos v'chein leima leilasis kol melocho shi litzirach mitzvo oy shu torud v'nech bazaleo. So in other words, that it's muta to tell a goy to do a meloche binash moshes. In Meloche de Reise, that the goy should do in Meloche de Reise. In other words, if it is Litzirach Mitzvah. So Amir Linochi, Binash Moshes, is Muta. Vichain Leima Leilas is Kom Meloche Shil Litzirach Mitzvah, Oishu Torut, Vinech Pesolel. Now, the Ragoy is Ramo, Sofik Hasheichov Vu Binash Moshes. So, what is the Shir of Binash Moshes? 3/4 of Emil. Now, yesterday I mentioned, according to the Gainim, the Gro, so it means the 3/4 of the meal right after the first kiyum. According to Rav Netam, the Rishenim, so it means the 3/4 meal right after the second kiyum. And the second kiyum is 3 1/4 meal subsequent to the first kiyum. So, V'hayne kidei shio hilur givei rivoi meal, achash kiyum sacham. V'shio meal, what is the length of a meal? Hushlisho poches chilek lamed. 1/3 of an hour minus 1/30th of an hour. Now, so 1/3 minus 1/30th is 3/10. Is 3/10. So that is the shio of a meal. Now, if we assume that an hour means what we call hour, so it's 60 minutes. So in other words, so 3/10 of an hour would be 18 minutes. So in other words, so the Ramor paskens like the Shite, that the Shio meal is 18 minutes. The Shio meal is 18 minutes. Now, the Mechaber in Hilches Pesach, in regard to the Shio Chimutz, so if you let the dough stay idle for Shiur Meal, then it becomes chometz. It starts fermenting. Only if you let it stay idle, Shiur Meal. So there the Mechaba says, what is Shiur Meal? So there he says, Shiur Meal is 1/4 of an hour of Ishor plus 1/20 of an hour. So again, if we say that the Mechaba in Hilches Pesach Simen Tov Nun Tes, and the Ramur here in Hilches Shabbos, when they speak of an hour, they have reference to what we call hour. In other words, 1/12 of the length of the day and an equinox time, let's say on September 20th. So then that's what we call hour. So if they have reference to this, to the hour that we call hour, so then it means that the Shiur Meal is 80 minutes. 1/4 of an hour is 50 minutes. And 1/20 of an hour is 3 minutes. 15 plus 3, so it's 80 minutes. So Mimele, that means 80 minutes. So it's the same thing. Now, the Gro is Masik, and the Mechaber over there, and is Masik, and the Ramur here, because the Gemara in Psochim says, Mahalach Odom B'yein is Arboy Mil, 40 mil. A person, an Odom B'yein, can traverse a distance of 40 mil in the course of the day. Now, may Amud HaShachar ad Netzachamo 4 mil, Arboy Mil, and Mishkir Sachama Tzikachovim also Arboy Mil. So that means from Netz HaChamot up to Shkia is 32 mil. Now, and the Gemara obviously has reference, of course, the Gemara has reference to an equinox day. In Nisan V'Tishrei, the Gemara says that it has reference to a day in Nisan, an equinox day, when it's 12 hours from sunrise till sunset. So Memele, that means that 12 hours is equal to Mahalach of Lamed Vez Mil, 32 mil. So then, and from Amud HaShachar to Neitz, or from Shkia to Zekhovim is 4 mil. So it's 4 divided by 32. So it's 1/8. Now 1/8 of 12 hours, 1/8 of 12 hours would be 90 minutes. And 90 minutes is 4 mil. So then 1 mil should be 22 and a half minutes. So how is the cheshbon that a mil is 80 minutes? So the Gro is Masik. Now, so the Gro assumes that according, this is a Trumas Adeshen, that according to Trumas Adeshen, so in an equinox day, let's say on September 20th, so there is 12 hours from Amud HaShachar to Tzitzak Chodom, of course, but that's inconceivable. It's not so. That's negative mitzias. And in an equinox day, on September 20th or March 20th, so there is 12 hours from Netz to Shkia, not from Amud HaShachar to Tzitzak Chodom. So from Amud HaShachar to Tzitzak Chodom, on an equinox day, there would be 15 hours. 15 hours. So the Gro is Masik. The Gro is Masik against the Trumas Adeshen. It's contrary to the Mitzias, the Gro in Luchas Pesach and Simen Tov Nun Tes. Now the Primigodim and the Mishne Brura and the Beir Aloche, they all assume that when the Ramo says here, V'hayne kidei v'shio milu shlisho poches chile klamet. So, poches chile klamet, so it means shlisho, a third of an hour, what we call hour, that's 20 minutes, an hour consists of 60 minutes, so shlisho is 20 minutes, minus 1/30 of 60 minutes, minus 3. So poches chilek lamed. So in other words, minus two. So that means it's 80 minutes. And the same thing when the Mechaba says in Simen Tov Nun Tes that it's 1/4 of an hour plus 1/20 of an hour, so it's 15 plus 3. So again, it's 80 minutes. But that is difficult. But this is how the Primigodin, the Beir Aloche, how they understand the Ramo and the Mechaba. But the Primigodim did not have the Sefer Leket Yesha, that was a Sefer written by Rav Meshe by Rav Yosef. And he was a Talmud of the Trumas Adeshen. So this is the Trumas Adeshen. The source of this is the Trumas Adeshen. So there he mentions in the Sefer Leket Yesha by Rav Meshe by Rav Yosef. So he mentions in the name of Meir Verabi, the Trumas Adeshen, so from him it appears something else, because we are accustomed to call an hour what is 1/12 of the length of the day on an equinox time, when it's 12 hours. Why? Because everybody has a watch. Everybody has a clock. And the clocks and the watches are based upon those kind of shiurim. In other words, that an hour is called 1/12 of the length of the day from sunrise till sunset on September 20th. But before the watch was invented, and even after it was invented, but before it was used by everyone, so there was no necessity in calling an hour dafke 1/12 of the length of the day in equinox time from sunrise to sunset. Of course, the Gemara talks of an equinox time, Benissim V'Tishrei. So in equinox time, on September 20th, so then the length of the day from sunrise to sunset is 12 hours, what we call hours. But if we'll consider the length of the day from Amud HaShachar and Tzitzak Chovim, especially according to the Rishenim, which is the Shita of the Magen Avraham, that in calculating Shoyes Hayeim, whether it's in regard to Kriya Shema or to Tefillah, so we have to calculate it on the basis of the length of the day from Amud HaShachar to Tzitzak Chovim, not on the basis, not like the Gros says, that Shoyes Hayeim have to be calculated on the basis of the length of the day from Netzach Hamo to Shkiye. But according to Tesves and the Trumas Hadeshen Shita is like that, like the Magen Avraham, that all the Shoyes HaTorah have to be calculated on the basis of the length of the day from Amud HaShachar to Tzitzak Chovim. So it's very mistaber that when Rishenim and Poskim, let's say 500 years ago, 600 years ago, spoke of a shore in equinox, which means the length of an hour in equinox time, and an hour means 1/12 of the day. But instead of referring to 1/12 of the length of the day from Netz to Shkiye, the Trumas Hadeshen, that's how it appears from the Sefer Leket Yeshayahu, his Talmud. So he had reference, the Trumas Hadeshen had reference, when he said shore, he meant 1/12 of the length of the day in equinox time on September 20th from Amud HaShachar to Tzitzak Chovim. Now, according to the Gemara in Psochim Daf Tzadik Vov, so it means Malach Odom Yeim is 40 mil, and then from Amud HaShachar to Netz is 4 mil, from Shkiye to Tzitzak Chovim is 4 mil, altogether it's 40 mil from Amud HaShachar to Tzitzak Chovim. So that means that 4 mil is 1/8, and of course the Gemara talks of an equinox day. So there is 12 hours, what we call hours, from Netz to Shkiye. So from Amud HaShachar to Tzitzak Chovim, so will consist of 15 hours, what we call hours. 15 hours. Because 90 minutes, the interval between the Amud HaShachar and Netz, and 90 minutes in the interval between Shkiye and Tzitzak Chovim. So it's altogether 15 hours. So 1/12 of 15 hours, the hours that we call hours, an hour consisting of what we call 60 minutes. So 1/12 of 15 hours is 75 minutes. So in other words, so this is what the Trumas Hadeshen, what the Ramon mentioned, the name of Trumas Hadeshen, what the Mechaber and Simen Tov Nun Tes mentions in the Trumas Hadeshen. You see, it's the same thing. Here he mentions Shlisho Poches Chilek Lamed. 1/3 minus 1/30th is 3/10. One in Hilchas Pesach, the Mechaber mentions the Simen Tov Nun Tes. 1/4 plus 1/20th is again 3/10. Now 3/10 of 75 minutes, so it's 22 and a half. So Memele, so the Mechaber in Hilchas Pesach and the Ramo here is not difficult, but instead of assuming that according to the Mechaber and Ramo, the Shiur Mil, as the Primigodim and the Beir Aloch assumed, so they assumed that the Pasken, the Mechaber and Ramo Pasken, that the Shiur Mil is 80 minutes, so according to this pshat, and according to what the Sefer Leket Yeshayahu, the Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshen, mentions in the name of the Trumas Hadeshen, so it's not 80 minutes, but it's 22 and a half. Again, here, one shlisho, 1/3, minus 1/30th, so that's 3/10. In Hilchas Pesach, he mentions, so 1/4 plus 1/20th. Again, it's 3/10. But it's not 3/10 of 60 minutes. It's 3/10 of 75 minutes. 3/10 of 75 minutes is exactly 22.5 minutes. 22.5. So in other words, so the Shita with Chumash HaDeshen is not contrary to the Metzias. It's in consonance with Metzias. But the reason as to why the Gro was masik on the Chumash HaDeshen, it's counted to Metzias, because the Gro Lishitosei, who holds that in calculating choice, so we have to calculate it on the basis of the length of the day, from Nes to Shkia, so Memele, it wouldn't be reasonable to say that when Rishenim talk of Isho, that it means 1/12 of the day on the equinox time from Amud HaShachar to Tzitzak Chovi. Since Alpidin, when we calculate our choice, whether it's in regard to Tfileh or to Krishme, or in regard to Achilas Chometz Erev Pesach, in regard to choice in Kol HaTerei Kuleh, so we consider the length of the day from Netzachamo to Shkia, even though Alpidin in HaTorah it is Yei after Amud HaShachar, but in calculating choice we have to calculate it on the basis of the length of the day for Netzachamo to Shkia. So Memele, it's Mistaber that when the Shovis, a Shov of an equinox time, so means a 1/12 of the length of the day from Netz to Shkia, Boda Amud HaShachar, that Chumash HaDeshen has the Shite, that in calculating ours, so we have to calculate it on the basis of the length of the day from Amud HaShachar to Tzitzak Chovim. And since in the days of the Chumash HaDeshen, the whole Indian of watches and clocks that are based upon the length of an hour consisting of 60 minutes was not known, and this is only an arbitrary thing. I mean, there is nothing essential in saying that an hour is 1/12 of the length of the day from the Tzachamot Ishkia, except that this is the way we do it. All the watches are constructed on the basis of that shiur of hour, but the watches could be constructed on the basis of a shiur of an hour consisting of 75 minutes. And the days of Chumash HaDeshen, the union of watches was not known. They didn't even have watches. I mean, Bimtzias, of course, they knew of the thing. They had watches, Bizman Chazal too, but it wasn't known. I mean, that every person should have a watch. So Mimele, he called an hour 1/12 of the length of the day in Equinox Day on September 20th, 1/12 of what we call 15 hours. So that means an hour in the Chumash HaDeshen is 75 minutes. So 3/10 of 75 minutes is 22.5 minutes. In the Sif Aleph in the Mechaber. Now today, just the Hagoyes Ramoh, which is a difficult Ramoh. So the Ramoh says, in the Hagoye, a Simen Reis HaMechaleh, Sif Aleph, B'chein mi shekibol olof Shabbos, sho oibbeis kelem hasheicho, yoche le'ima alein Yehudi, if somebody was mikabel Shabbos, so sometime before Shabbos, so he's still allowed to tell a nochri to be madli the neir shel Shabbos, for the same reason, because it's not mochomo, because the taste of Shabbos is not mochomo than being ashmoshes, in as much as bimokim mitzvah. It's muta bin Ashmoshes to tell a goy to do a melochet raise bin Ashmoshes, and every bin Ashmoshes, besides being Sophic Yim, Sophic Lailo, has also the chimer of Teisves, because the fact that all Jews refrain from melochet, they have to refrain from melochet because of his Sophic Isakores, of Sophic Isaskile. So the fact is that all Jews refrain from melochet. So not only does it involve an Isa of Sofik Yisrael Shabbos in Mamesh, but in addition it's Bivadai involves an Yisrael of Teisves, and still it is Muter bin Ashmoshes to tell a goy to do a Melochet Raise if he was Nechpas Torud or if it's Mokim Mitzvah. Some Mele, even if it was Mikabu Shabbos early, so it's also Muter to tell a goy to do a Melochet Litzirach Mitzvah. The difficult thing in this Hagoyes Ramoy is because he says V'chei mi shekibol olof Shabbos show oibeis kelem hasheicho. So show we understand, but he says oibeis even 2 hours before hasheicho. Now there is a machlekes in the next sif between the Mechaber and the Ramo. Now both accord with the Shita of Rav Netan that 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 when does it become Lilo Dalid Mil in 72 minutes or 90 minutes in an equinox day? After Shkia, after the Shkia Rishino. So according to the Mechaber, Teisves is Chal after the first Shkia, even though it's Yim Gomor, but Teisves is already Chal. And according to Ramo, even though the Ramo also appears to Paskin like the Shita of Rav Netan, but Teisves is Chal even before the first Shkia, from Plagamincha. Now, Plagamincha is Shor Vireva Shor, Kidim Alaylo. So even according to Ramo, he couldn't be Mikabel Shabbos more than Shor Vireva Shor, Kidim Alaylo. And here he says, V'chein Mishikibel Olav Shabbos, Shor Ibeis Kidim Hashecho. So this part of the Ramo is difficult. But the Aloha the Ramo mentions is that just as it is mutab in Ashmoshes to tell a goy to do even in Melocha the Raisa Litzerach Mitzvah, so it is also mutab to tell a goy to do in Melocha in Teis V'Shabbos. Now we're starting Simen Reis Samachale, Siv Beis. Now we have to keep in mind that the Mechaber here in this Simen, he paskens like Rav Netan, the Shkia Rishenim. So that means that after the first Shkia, what we call sunset, it's still Yim Gomo. And then when does it become Binash Moshes? 3 1/4 meal, subsequent to the first Shkia, then it's the second Shkia, when the whole horizon is dark except the western horizon. Now, in an equinox day, so 3 1/4 meal is either 58 and a half minutes after the first Shkia, or it's according to the other Shita, the Dalet Milin is 90 minutes, so 3 1/4 mil subsequent to the first Shkia, so 73 minutes subsequent to Shkia. And then at 3 1/4 mil subsequent to the first Shkia is the second Shkia, and then is the Binash Moshes. So we have to keep that in mind, that this is the Psak of the Mechaber in Hilchos Shabbos. So he says, Yesh Emrim Shetzorich Lehesif Mechila Lakedish. Now there is a aloche that one is mechuyev to be meisif mechila lakedesh. So according to most Rishonim, there is a chiyuv deraisa to be meisif mechila lakedesh b'chnisosei and b'tziosei erev Shabbos and also mitzoyei Shabbos. Whether it has a shiur, so teisves shite is that it has no shiur. In other words, of course, the more is meisif, the more mitzvah he has, but he's not mechuyev to be meisif a fixed shiur, even a minimum, so is enough. So is yetzer. Now, according to the Rambam, there is no chiyuv to be meisif mechilah lakedesh. But even though there is no chiyuv, if he is meisif, so it's chal midraisa. So the shita of the mechaber is in view of the fact that the mechaber paskins like Rav Netan. So after the first shkia, it's still yim gamur. So the isam loche doesn't apply as yet. So the shiur, the teisves is chal after the first shkia. Yesh emrim shetzorich lehisif mechilah lakedesh. Uzman teisves zeh, when can teisves be chal? Mitchilas hashkia. The first shkia, shein hashemesh niris al horetz, ad zman bin hashmoshes. That is the second shkia. That is when the whole horizon is dark except the western horizon. Then is the second shkia. In other words, until the end of nautical twilight. Vasman hazeh, shehu gimul milin u'revir, 3 million in the fourth, subsequent to the first key, rotzol aseise kula teisves, eise, if he wants to make it into a teisves, eise, rotzol aseis mimenu mikzas eise, uvilvad sheyeisif, eise zman sheyie vada yei mechil lakedesh. So, but he has to be meisif a certain zman. Vishio zman bin hashmoshes, hu gimul rivi mil. And now, a meal is 2,000 tamo. So, gimul rivi mil is the time that it takes a person to walk, to traverse 1,500 tamos. Kidim alayim. Now, this is the sheet of the Bes Yosef, that the Teisves is chal the first shkia. But, of course, it has that sheet of the Bes Yosef has no relevance to us, because as far as we are concerned, so you only have to apply the shita of Rav Netan and the Rishonim lechumre, not chas v'sholem likure. So it has. So the shita of the Bes Yosef, the Mechaber, in regard to Teisves, is not relevant today. However, the Ramo, even though the Ramo, it also seems paskins in Hilchos Shabbos, like the Mechabe, like Rabbi Natan, that Lailo Gomor, it becomes only Dalet Mil in 72 minutes or 90 minutes after Shkieh, but as far as the possibility of being Mesif Mechil HaKedesh is concerned, so the Ramo says that it's Chal from Kidam Alaylo. Now there is a machlekes between the Trumas Hadeshen and the Levush. Of course, the Kroh agrees with the Levush. So, and the Rambam Shita is also like the Levush, obviously. So, whether it means Shor Vireva Shor Kidam Shkiye, the first Shkiye, or Shor Vireva Shor Kidam Tzitzakichov. Now, so, but the Ramo Paskins, the Tesvis is Chal, not from the first Shkiyan, but from Plagamincha. Vimreitze lahagdim ulkabiru levashabes miplagamincha ve'ileich horishuz biyode. Horishuz biyode. Now that means if we say that it's shor v'revasho kedem shkiye, and that's the shite of the Gro, the Levush, and Mos Poskim, so that means 75 minutes before shkiye is plagamincha, so then teisves is ha. So this is about Ramo Paskas. Now there is another shite, which the Bach Paskas like that. That just as Ligabe Shmite, the Shnasa Shviz, so there is a loche of Teisves. Of Teisves, that we have to be Mesif Midaraisi. The whole Chidesh. In other words, a Chidesh Shalom. So, Bisman Abais. So it was Osea, Bichrishe, Bizriye, the Chidesh Elu. The last month of the year prior to the Shnasa Shmite was Osea. It was a Bechrishe u'Bizriye because of the Aloch of Teisves. So a whole month, so that's 1/12 of the year. So with Gabi Shabbos, there is a Shita, and that's the Shita of the Bach. Also, there is a Teisves Yisrael on the 12th of the day. That means 2 hours. So it's possible, some say, that Ramo, when the Ramo says in the last seed, V'chim v'shekibur of Shabbos, Sho yibeis kedem chasheicho, yocholim alein yehudi lahadli, kanei yosho dvorim shetzorich. So the question arises, how can he say Sho yibeis? Even though the Ramo paskens here, that reitzel lahagdim ulekabur of Shabbos mtagamim lecheveilech, but so it cannot be two shois, plagamim chei sho v'reva sho, but if we'll say that Ramo accords with the shite of the Bach, the Teisves is Chal, and 2 hours before Shkiye, so Mimele, like in Shmite, where there is a Teisves of a whole month, so that's 1/12 of the year, so here too, 1/12 of the day, that is 2 hours. So Mimele, im rotzo lahagdim olo felikabi la Shabbos, so he says, so Mimele, so when the Ramo says, Show basically Hashecho, it's in accordance with the Shita of the Bach, with the Shita of some Rishenim. But the question is, the Ramo here doesn't mention that. And the Ramo here says, Vimreitel Hagdim Kabul HaShabbos Mincha Ve'ilech. So it's mashma that prior to Plagamincha, there couldn't be any Teisves. So Mimele, the previous Ramo is difficult, seems to be inconsistent. Siv Beis, the Mechaber discussed when is the time to be Mikabu Shabbos. And there's a Mechaber Lishitose who passes like Rabbi Natan. So of course it's not relevant to us. But the Ramo says, even though the Ramo also passes like Rabbi Natan, but he says the Kabul Shabbos is Chal from Plagamincha. Now, so of course somebody, one has to light the Shabbos candles a certain time before Shkiye. So, suppose he doesn't know when Shkiye is, Mishe Miboki Bishio Ze, Yadlik Beit Shashemes Bereisho Ilonis. So then, in order to be on safe grounds, he should be Madlik Benir Shabbos when you can see the sun above the trees. Vimu Yema Meino, suppose it's a cloudy day, so you don't see the sun altogether. So, when should it be Madlik Benir Shabbos? Yadli Kishat, so that's a simen. Kishat Angelim Yeshvim Alakeiron Bedein. So when the Tanagalim, when they sit on the Keon Begay, the Yum will be so the Shainsham Tanagalim, Yadri Kishoeovim Yeshvim Begayim. So that is a simen, because they are being the ravens, so they sit before a considerable time before Shkia. Acharanias Bochu, Afal Pisha Daim Yemu, Emiavim Vintainim, Mishum Du Kibli Lishabes Olel. So once he said Bochu, Some mele kabole shabbatis shabbes was chal. Uldidon have amiras mizmir shir yimashabos kanias bochol vidu. Now, since we are accustomed to say before Shabbos, before Ma'ariv, mizmir shir yimashabos, so the moment he says mizmir shir yimashabos, so that constitutes a kabole stays for Shabbos, and he's not allowed to do miloche. Now, it's mentioned by the Mishneh Brura, in the name of Poskim, that today that we say Lechodeidi, so even before Mizmer Shirim HaShabbos, the moment he says Lechodeidi, so that also constitutes a Kabbalah Shabbos, and he is also Bimloch. We start in Simen Reis, Samach Reis. The Kaddish HaShabbos, B'Shulchan Aruch, U'Chsus Nikiyo. So on Shabbos, there are two mitzvahs. There is a mitzvah of Einek, and we call also a Shabbos Einek, and kibud, dish Hashem mechubod v'chibadite. So it's two mitzvahs. According to the Yerayim, so these two mitzvahs of Einig and kibud is aloch l'meish misinai. It's mentioned in the psukim in Yishaya, but in Ovi Rashoi l'chadish dovo. The Rambam says it's medive seifre. Anyway, there are two mitzvahs, one of Einig and one of kibud. Now, this simen discusses the mitzvah of kibud. Yisadeh shulchonei. So he has to set a table before Shabbos, v'yatzia amiteis, and he has to make the beds, v'yisakin kol yoni abayis, and he has to prepare the house so that it will look nice, k'dei sheyimtzienu oruch u'misuda, so that the whole house will be set and organized, v'beim v'yisakneses. That's the Kovet Shabbos. And the table has to be set the whole day of Shabbos. In other words, there has to be a tablecloth on the table all Shabbos, even when he doesn't eat. So the shulchan has to be oruch. V'chein aminek ve'ein lishamis, that comes within the mitzvah of kibbutz Shabbos. Yishtadel sheyiyu lo ibgodim noyim lishabbos. In other words, so the mitzvah is that he should have nice clothes for Shabbos, and shall yehei atifcho shall Shabbos ki atifcho shall choil. In other words, he has to have a separate suit for Shabbos. V'imiyef shalei, suppose he can't have a separate suit for Shabbos, lipoches yishal sheil. Yishal means he should pull down the jacket, the robe. Ki perush yishal sheilim ki lapi mato shi aruchim ki midas ha-shirim ha-yeshim veisom. Now this has no relevance today. That was shayach in the days when the godim, the jackets, the robes were made in such a way that you could pull it up and you could pull it down. It could be longer and it could be shorter. So then, now, so those, when a person was involved in work, so he usually pulled up the robe or the jacket. And when he was relaxing, midas ha'ashirim ha'yeshvim v'beisom, so then he pulled it down. So then it was shayach, even if he didn't have his special garment, his special suit for Shabbos, but l'chol ha'poches, he should suspend it down, pull it down, and make it longer. So today it's not shayach, but the chiyuv is to have his special suit for Shabbos. Yilbash godof anoyim v'yismach b'bi ha'shabbos, vikalo. In other words, that also comes within the mitzvah of kibbutz Shabbos, to where when the Shabbos begins to be to receive the Shabbos in a state of joy and in dignity. So, in other words, if a person when Shabbos begins will be excited and he will not act in dignity. So, besides being chisson every day of the week, but on Shabbos he'll be mivatel the mitzvah of Kovet Shabbos. If on Shabbos he acts in an undignified manner, so he's mivatel the mitzvah of Kovet Shabbos. So kayetze bin ich has amelach wie kayetze ich has hosam wie kalo die rabchanine maate wie koje bi panje die male schapse wie oma beu wie neitze ich has shabes malkiso rabiane je me bei kalo wie jalbi ich atzme bi big de shabes so the mitzvah of kovet shabes is that he should put on the shabes suit miyad acha shorochas beatzme ויזהו כבית שבס, ועל כוח אוכל ירחץ לשבס, אלא סמוך לערב שיעלביש עצמו מיד. The Ika mitzvah of Kovit Shabbos is that he should prepare himself, wash himself for Shabbos, close to Shabbos, not, let's say, early Friday morning. If he can, so of course, so he should do it, the Chol HaPoches, early Friday morning. But the Ika mitzvah is to do it close to Shabbos.
I would say that this must be a good information style.